You're listening to Bit by Bit, June 7th, 2007. Hello and welcome. My name's Bob Sprankle, and this is Bit by Bit, a podcast by teachers for teachers, talking and reflecting about the use of technology in education and the changing classroom environment in the 21st century. How y'all doing? It's been a while since I've put out just a straight Bit by Bit, as opposed to the seedlings at Bit by Bit with Cheryl Oakes and Alice Barr. And it's been a busy year, and I think things are starting to slow down a little bit where I can get back into this and hopefully share some insights and, if nothing else, some resources that I've been finding out there. So I'll try to commit to a weekly show again, and we'll see how that goes. Right now I'm recording on the Nano, which we've recorded a couple shows at different restaurant venues with seedlings, and this Nano now records, and it's using the Belkin Toontalk, and it's doing a great job. So I'll be using that for this show. As far as what I've been up to, as many of you know, I'm no longer in the regular classroom, but I am the technology integrator at Wells Elementary School, and I've just had an incredible year in the lab teaching grades 1 through 4. Next year I'll be picking up kindergarten, and I'm very excited about that. It's just been a wonderful experience, and I love working with all the grade levels, and I love watching the enthusiasm, the excitement, and the engagement that each student has. Probably one of the highlights of the year is what we're finishing up with right now, which is podcasts. Fourth grades are making podcasts, and I will provide a link to those as they're starting to be posted on the Wells Elementary School site. And that's been really exciting because, I've worked with my own classroom with podcasting, but now I've been working with six other classrooms. And again, just watching the engagement and the excitement of them going into a podcast has been wonderful to witness. And, you know, I've likened it to, you know, for one moment while we're doing the lesson, you know, it feels like we're at school. And then when they go off and work, it feels and sounds like a busy newsroom. And you just see the students immediately jump into this as if they're at work, as if this is, you know, no longer school but more of a job. And they just have been doing incredible work. So I'll let you hear those. One thing that was exciting is room 208, my old classroom, which is now room 209, they moved. They got their podcast finished as well. And, again, they taught, they did the whole thing by themselves and taught their teacher, Beth Bush, how to do this. And that's been really exciting. And so they're very happy to be back on the airwaves. So today I was going to talk a little bit about a site that I just discovered yesterday, and has to be probably one of the easiest ways to get a classroom podcast up. And this is called Podcast People. It's at podcastpeople.com, and they have different tiers of accounts that you can get, but one of them is a free account. And when you have that free account, you really have enough storage and bandwidth for a regular classroom to use without any monthly fee. It is drop-dead easy to sign up for an account, and I'll go through the different features. But first off, just for the free account, you would get 100 megabytes for monthly storage. And really, that is quite a lot for a usual classroom's use. And even if you were starting to tap out, you would just keep maybe the most recent shows on your site and then delete the others. And you also have a monthly bandwidth of 1 gigabyte. And again, that is really plenty. Even when Room 208 was at its peak of popularity, we were barely getting to 1 gigabyte of bandwidth. Now, that 100 megabytes is a monthly storage, so I'm not sure if you can add on to that, you know, each month, or if you have to clean it out, always maintain 100 megabytes. So that's something that I need to check out. But if you suddenly become world famous and your bandwidth needs are more, you can then step up to the basic level, which is $8 a month. You have 500 megabytes of monthly storage and totally unlimited bandwidth. And then above that, they have the advanced and the premium levels. Advanced at $16 a month with 1 gigabyte storage, again, unlimited bandwidth. And the premium is $30 a month for 2 gigabytes, completely no limits on bandwidth. Really, I can't imagine many classrooms needing anything but the free account. The free account includes everything that the other accounts include, except for being able to put ads or sponsors on your site and have advanced statistics that are given to the other sites, really showing how many people are coming to your site and you know what's being downloaded. And also, you have no technical support, but not really an issue. So let me talk about some other features that they have there. First off, sign up is very easy, and this is an option for many students who want to start their own podcast because there is no email validating. So they ask you for an email, but you don't have to actually click on a link from an email that's sent to show that you're a real person. And so sign up is very easy. You do have some monitoring where you can track visitors. There's a blog included, a very simple blog, a blog that you can add entries to even without having a podcast assigned to that. Great templates that they use to set up a blog instantaneously. Actually, not a bad place just for blogging. And what's really amazing is that you can upload a file to the site, and this can do video too, and I'm not really talking much about the video because thinking of the average classroom going for the free account, video would really be pretty much impossible because of your storage demands and your bandwidth. But you can upload a file, an audio file, in just about any format, MP3, MP4, a movie, M4V, MegPeg, all those, WMV, AVI formats, that would be video as well, and then it will convert it for you. Alternatively, you can record right on the site, and I will give you a link to the test site that I've set up, and you'll hear that I'm recording right in from the microphone on my laptop, and it sounds really amazing. And they give you three different options for quality setting. I chose the highest, which is at 96 kilobytes per second, and that is usually what I encode my shows at anyway. So from there, the quality would deteriorate, but it would again save you a lot more space. So that's pretty good. You have complete control of your show's design with the templates that you can put on your blog, and also they have some widgets that you can add to the sidebar. And right now, let's see, all they have for the widgets are a delicious tag, Flickr, an archive section. You could put recent comments. You could actually put a text block in there, which is nice so that you can put a little blurb in about you and your class, and then also tag clouds so that people can easily find your content by your tagging that you do. When you're in the site, it's very easy to switch from administrator to what the public sees. There's just a button up in the right-hand corner, and you click on whichever one you want. You have comments on the blog's posting and the postings for the podcast, and that comes with moderation and also spam blocking. What's also nice is you can be the administrator and then set up author accounts where your students would be able to go on and record directly on there but not have control of deleting or, I believe, even posting those files for publication. I'm not sure about that. Of course, it has RSS feed so that people can subscribe to your blog, but also they can listen to it right on the webpage with a flash player of the audio. So really just absolutely easy to set this up. In fact, during one of my classes, a fourth grade teacher was in here with her class. I told her about it, and within 5 minutes, she was set up and had, gotten the entire account going, and all she needed to do was record right in it. So a great way for many people to get into podcasting, and for many classrooms, this will suffice for all their needs throughout the year. And if you need more bandwidth, then you would either increase through podcast people or look at some other alternatives. But for conferences that I'll be teaching this summer about podcasting, this is where I'll have people quickly upload their files right after. I've been using GCast in the past, which I like a lot, but there's a delay in their encoding of your audio, and I've had some problems getting my audio up there, and at workshops people have had issues of getting it up there and not sounding like chipmunks with the encoding. So I will definitely be checking this out. So podcastpeople.com, go for the free account, sign up, start your podcast. Kids can do it too, very easy. And so I will try to get another show out next week and hopefully bring in another resource or do some reflection. And I hope all of you in the United States are enjoying the start of their summer. If you haven't started it yet, I'm sure probably in the next few weeks you will. And we'll be talking to you soon.